Hi, nice to see you all here. Thank you for coming. I'm Juliana Van Olsen, and my colleagues Adam Burke and Michelle Lyson, we are all in the Health Education Department at San Francisco State University. And my other co-authors, Michael Ritter and Bita Shushani, work also at San Francisco State University in the Sexual Assault and Substance Abuse Prevention Program on campus. I forgot my disclosures slide, but I have no disclosures. So a little bit of background on college binge drinking. A study with a representative sample of college students ages 18 to 24 who reported binge drinking, which is defined as five or more drinks on at least one occasion in the past month, increased from 41% to 45% between 1999 and 2005. And that trend has continued over the last 4 years. One of the most methodologically rigorous studies of sexual assault prevalence using a representative sample of students from 32 colleges found that 54% of women had experienced some form of sexual assault. 15% of the women experienced an act that met the legal definition of rape, and other studies have also found similar prevalence rates with college student populations. On average, about half of college students' sexual assaults are associated with alcohol use. Most research has not assessed the quantity of alcohol consumed preceding a sexual assault, but heavy drinking appears to be more common when sexual assault occurs. To give you a little bit of background, one of the reasons that we conducted this study was because there had been informal reports on campus of increasing incidents of sexual assault. So we wanted to ask several questions about sexual assault on campus using available data and also adding some questions to a survey that's administered. So the questions were, what is the prevalence of sexual assault experiences among students at San Francisco State University? What is the influence of alcohol and other drug use on sexual assault? And what are individual level risk factors for sexual assault among San Francisco State University students? So the survey was administered online in the late spring semester of 2008. This is the core survey that's administered at about 100 colleges and universities across the United States. And just to tell you a little bit about San Francisco State, it's a large urban California university, part of the California State University system with over 30,000 students, 81% undergraduate, 60% female, and ethnically diverse. All currently registered students with an email address received the survey announcement with offers of potential prizes as incentives to participate. So it went out to almost 24,000 students, and the response rate was 9.5%. So as I said, the survey instrument was the long version of the CORE that has been developed to monitor the effectiveness of substance abuse prevention programs on college campuses and also to compare findings across universities. Some of the questions cover demographic and personal characteristics, alcohol and other drug use, attitudes and perceptions about alcohol and other drugs, negative consequences of alcohol and other drug use, and perceptions of campus policies and norms. We added a number of items to measure sexual assault. And similar to the last study, we adapted measures from the sexual experiences survey developed by COSS and used by many other researchers since. The measures assess type of sex force and tactics used by perpetrators, such as continual arguments and pressure, making promises of rewards, showing his or her displeasure, using alcohol or other drugs, and threatening physical force. This is a sample item just to show you, and we prefaced every question since coming to SFSU, so we were getting a measure of sexual assault experiences while they were in college. And this was how sexual contact was defined in these items: unwanted or uninvited touching of a sexual nature, including forced kissing, touching of genitals, grabbing, fondling, and rubbing up against you in a sexual way, even if it is over your clothes. Then the response categories were zero for never up to five or more times. The major independent and dependent variables examined included binge drinking, and we did not, even though binge drinking has been defined as four or more drinks on one or more occasions for females and five or more drinks on one or more occasions for males, we didn't have the measure for the definition for females in this study, so we just used the definition of five or more drinks on one or more occasions in the last 2 weeks. We also had a measure of illegal drug use, report of 30-day illegal drug use, perception that alcohol makes males, females sexier or facilitates sexual opportunities. These were called sexual alcohol-related expectancies. We had a measure of the perception that campus's social atmosphere promotes alcohol drug use, and a measure of the perception that alcohol use at SFSU is greater than on other campuses. Our dependent variable was any experience of forced sexual contact since coming to San Francisco State. Our prevalence was about 13%, or 297 of the sample reported at least one experience of forced sexual contact. So this is significantly lower, actually, than the prevalence in some other research, and maybe due to the convenient sample and selection bias. So this slide compares our sample to the campus population by age, gender, race, and class standing. And the data for the campus population is from 2008, when the study was conducted. Our sample had more females than the general student population and slightly more whites, fewer people in other ethnic groups, except for the other category. And it may be that people in our sample are selecting the other category because they are mixed race, you know, more than they do in the campus statistics. So our sample was fairly similar to the general student population in terms of class standing. The higher percentage of juniors and seniors in our sample is because of the large transfer student population at San Francisco State University. So there's a lot of numbers here, but the main point here is that, you know, we had to dichotomize our sexual assault variable into never experienced sexual assault or any experience of sexual assault because of the small cell sizes. So we didn't have enough power to do statistical analyses looking at different types of sexual, forced sexual contact. So, I mean, I think the, you know, important thing to note here is that the prevalence of experiences of various forms of sexual contact range from 5% to about 2.4% for rape, which is, So this slide shows demographic and other characteristics by sexual assault. There were no significant differences in sexual assault by race, ethnicity. There should have been, mean age actually was significant at the P is less than 0.001 level. So being female, younger, average age 22, being single, living on campus, and working part-time were all significantly associated with sexual assault. This slide shows the results of chi-square analyses comparing students who experienced sexual assault to those who didn't on the alcohol and drug use variables. Past 30-day illegal drug use was any use of illegal drugs, including marijuana, cocaine, amphetamine, sedatives, etc. As I said before, alcohol-related expectancies were beliefs that alcohol makes you sexier and facilitates sexual opportunities. The core includes a question that assesses students' perception that the social atmosphere on campus promotes alcohol or other drug use, and a question about students' perception that alcohol use on this campus is greater than other campuses. So all of these variables were significantly associated with sexual assault. So we ran a number of models and entered in predictors that have been shown to be important for the outcome of sexual assault. And the final model that we had that was most parsimonious was this one. And this shows gender differences. So we ran our logistic regression separately for males and females. And as you can see, the only variables that were significant in predicting experience of sexual assault among males were age and the perception that social atmosphere on campus promotes alcohol and other drug use. Again, the perception of the proportion of males in the sample that experience sexual assault is very small compared to the females. So we had about 80 males for these analyses. So the power, you know, could have been better. And then among females, we had about 200 females who had experienced sexual assault. And among females, a number of variables entered into the model were found to be significantly associated with sexual assault. These included being younger, being single. The partnership status here, it's showing that you're less likely to experience sexual assault if you're married, separated, divorced, or widowed. So again, being single carried a higher risk. Binge drinking and illegal drug use variables, you were significantly more likely to experience sexual assault as you were if you had alcohol-related expectancies, perception that the social atmosphere on campus promotes alcohol and other drug use, and if you perceived that there was greater alcohol and other drug use on campus. The model explained about 12% of the variance. So some of the limitations are that this was a cross-sectional study. We can't assess causal relationships from the study, and there may be variables that simultaneously lead to both alcohol and other drug use and sexual assault. The determinants of sexual assault experience are complex. Our findings are also limited by the low response rate, about 10%, and the small cell sizes when we attempted analyses using sexual assault as an outcome variable. Our data are also from only one university in a very unique geographic region, and we need larger and more geographically diverse studies, samples, to fully understand relationships. So the major conclusions are, you know, that our alcohol and other drug use variables were significantly increased the risk of sexual assault. And I think other studies have also found this, and it's, you know, highlights the importance, I think, of coordinating substance abuse and sexual assault prevention programs. The gender differences in experiences of sexual assault warrant further attention, and we need more research, really, to assess some of the causal relationships, and, you know, also, I think, to look at environmental predictors of sexual assault. A lot of the studies of alcohol use on campus and binge drinking have found that access to alcohol and availability of alcohol on campus significantly predict binge drinking. So it would be interesting to look at some of those environmental determinants of sexual assault as well. That's it. Thank you. Mm-hmm.